morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with E.D. Brocker, and of course we're going to talk about Lake Anita, the Anita Park, and all that kind of good stuff. Good morning to you, E.D.
Good morning.
Lake Anita and the park, we shouldn't just say the lake, that's been a project you've worked on for a couple of years, right? Just a couple?
Lake Anita, I guess you might call me a founder. I was born and raised in Warren County, down south of Des Moines, and Lake Okeechobee was built, Lake Okeechobee State Park. And my father ran a sawmill, and so we sawed all the timbers for the cabins and the lodges. And when I came out here, I thought in 1950, I thought we ought to have one of those in Anita or in Cass County. Mm-hmm. And so that started the ball rolling.
Yes. And it just keeps on moving along. And if we have time, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on there. But one specific thing we want to start with is the Dutch Oven Cook-Off, which is happening October 1st. But we need to think about it now.
Okay, this is the first time for Friends of Lake Anita to do a cook-off event. And we knew nothing about it. We first went to Mark Johnson at the Farmer's Kitchen because he had participated in those, and he has even conducted them. And so he's been our advisor, so to speak, here in getting this assembled. We also heard that one of a fellow friends groups in Western Iowa did cook-offs, and so we found the man in charge of that by the name of Michael Johnson. And Michael said that they had done three of them. Unfortunately, this year they couldn't have one because their park was underwater. And he's talking about Wilson Island State Park. And it had for quite a long time, you couldn't find it because it was underwater and the trees were sticking up.
So this is good for the local contest, and it's really good for those folks from Wilson Island, too, because they probably were missing out. Now they're going to be helping you out a bit.
Yes, they are. They're joining us as a co-host of this thing, and they're bringing some of the contestants that they had participate in their group, plus a demonstration team out of Omaha that will come and put on a demo for us.
And then people are going to get to eat some of the results. You have something going here for everybody. You have something for the cooks. You have some way of learning through the demonstration contest, and then you're going to share some of that food. I mean, you just have something for everybody. But right now, we need to think about who might be one of the contestants. So you want people to sign up, right?
Well, yes. My daughter-in-law from Des Moines is going to be one of the contestants. And we're going to have possibly a contestant from Minneapolis, and Atlantic has come forth with some contestants. So we're hoping to have a good turnout in that area, and that's kind of critical to the success of this thing.
It absolutely is. So is there a fee to be one of the contestants, and how do they sign up?
For the first year event, we're doing a no-entry thing. So it doesn't cost you anything to enter. All you need to do is go to our website, which is www.lakeanitastatepark.org. O-R-G. Okay. I'll say that again because this is important. www.lakeanitastatepark.org. And there you will find all the registration forms, the rules, the whole deal. And you can get registered by filling out the form and mailing it over to us, or else call us and tell us you're coming and bring it along with you.
Okay. So now, do they need to though make enough food to share? I said people were going to get to taste this.
Yes, they need to make a good potful because we're going to determine the winner by letting the public taste the food, and then they will. They will donate a little, like a dollar, for a ticket, and that ticket they will put that at their favorite contestant's cooking place. Mm-hmm. They'll have a jar or a container on the table, showing for you to put your ticket in, And when we're done, we'll count the tickets, and we'll have three winners, first, second, and third.
Okay, so this is a people's choice kind of thing where people kind of vote with their tickets that they have given a donation for. And I'm assuming that people have to build their own fires, and, of course, at the park you have a place to do that. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, we're going to do this in the primitive part of Lake Anita State Park, and we will every contestant will have a fire ring and a table, picnic table there that they can use, and we will be kind of, maybe we'll have them taped off so the public can't get around you, because we're expecting a large crowd.
Okay. That's good. Think positive. So right now, if you want to enter, let's get that done. And October 1st is not that far away, so you need to be thinking about getting what you were going to put in that pot, what you're going to cook, how you're going to enter. And then if you're not going to enter, you got to put this on your calendar so you come on over. What time is the public kind of expect to show up?
If you're coming as just a spectator, be there by 2 o'clock at the latest, because the schedule is for the demo team, which will put on a demonstration of Dutch oven cooking, and they will do that from 2 till 3, and at 3 o'clock the contestants will start their food to be prepared or for to set out, so that you go down the line of contestants, and they'll be sampled little cups and spoons and forks, whatever, for you to sample the cooking.
Okay, so that's on October 1st. We want to make sure people remember that. Okay, and we'll come back and remind people. But, you know, October, that's the month for scary stuff happening.
Yeah, we do an annual event here. The Friends Group has done the Haunted Halloween Trail for the last several years, and it's been a tremendous success. If you like thrills, this is a place to come. Do it on Saturday, October 22nd at 7:30 to 11 o'clock is the time. And I think it's going to be, on a Saturday night. The admission is $6 for adults and students. And little kids, I guess, go in for a dollar. The kids love it. We have a tremendous turnout. So just come in and follow the signs. As the cook-off, we'll have signs posted showing you how to get to the primitive campground.
Okay, so you're going to do this scary walk, and then I guess there's some hot dogs and stuff afterwards. So put that on your calendar for October 22nd, 7:30 at Anita Lake State Park. And tell us a little bit about what's happening at the park. I know that there's things continually going on.
Well, this has been our park continues to grow, and this last year, and we think these are very impressive numbers, and by the way, they'll be can be verified with the Department of Natural Resources, so I'm just not puffing to you here, but last year at Anita State Park, there was 27,500 folks stayed overnight during the camping season.
Wow, that is a big number. That means a lot of people are coming from somewhere else, because that's more people than live in Cass County.
That's right. We could dump Cass County in here at least for two nights.
Yeah. And the trails and the swimming, because swimming's past, but you know, you can still do the trails. People, I know a lot of people who just come to drive through to see the wildlife.
Yes, and let me talk about the trail a little bit. Earlier we paved over a mile of the trail. And hopefully, the contract has been let, so later on, we're hoping that they come this fall and finish it up, which will give us over 3 miles of surface trail. It'll hook onto the grassroots trail that can bring you to Lake for the town of Anita, and eventually, that trail will lead to the Health and Wellness Center in north of Anita.
So you can just keep on walking and see the whole town and see the park and just lots of stuff that's going on. So, again, October 22nd is the Haunted Halloween Trail. You want to come on over to Anita Lake State Park to do that. And then October 1st is the
Big Dutch Cook-Off, Dutch Oven Cook-Off. It's a new event. If enough people show interest, we hope that we can make the steps to have it sanctioned, and eventually maybe it'll be a place for a big-time event, because okay. we certainly have the facilities. You just drive to the primitive campground and pull off on the grass, unless it's rained a lot since then. But right now they've given us permission to park on the grass. There's a lot of area up there, so you'll find a place to park. And by the way, important, bring your folding chair. Bring your folding chair.
Okay. Very good last reminder. We want to thank you very much, E.D. Brocker, for visiting with us about things that are continually happening at Lake Anita State Park. There's always something. Come on over. Until next time, here's a thought. Never confuse movement with action.